I went and saw my therapist recently, and I think I'm her favorite. You know, she likes talking to me more than she likes talking to any other patient she has.
And, you're helping her write her book.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if she's that ambitious. She's not fueled by cocaine and ambition.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. But you know, we're pretty cool. Look, she does a little bit of self-disclosure, maybe a little too much. And we were just talking about just general how the world is, low level escalation of current events conversation. And she's like straight faced, 100% goes, I believe that we are currently experiencing the biblical end times.
Ooh.
Wait, you're
so therapist. She's rational, at least.
Yeah.
Yes, very rational. Very rational. Completely level headed.
When's your next appointment?
Never. I'm never going back. Never going back. That was it. That was a knockout punch. What's up? You're listening to Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, the official sports wagering podcast of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. A very special listen-along episode. You've probably already been listening for quite a while. Where I've got two friends, good friends, former guests on the pod, and they're going to tag along, ride along tonight as we watch in-game gamble and talk about some of the strategy behind that. And I've got two friends that know very little about that to join me tonight. So I've got Troy and I've got Todd with me, and we're gonna have a hang. Yeah, we're gonna have a good time. Fellas, what's going on? Glad to have you here,
man. NBA.
NBA.
NBA. Todd,
you know what?
Todd's not actually watching the game, full disclosure, but that's okay.
I want to be. I want to be. I promise you, I want to be.
You could be if you wanted to be. This is the year 2021, dude. You've got the same phone as the richest man on earth. You got. So we're watching the NBA tonight and the Brooklyn Nets. It's Thursday night. Brooklyn Nets playing the Milwaukee Bucks. It's the second half. Brooklyn was favored early today. I'm sorry, was a 5.5-point underdog.
Yeah.
To Milwaukee. And they're down by 12 right now with 8:56 in the third. I'm pretty heavily invested in the Nets, but that's an entirely different story. There's a lot that can go into, you know, in-game, in-play betting strategy. We hope to talk about a little bit of that tonight. I don't know. I think the Nets are still in this, even though they're down by 12 right now. Not panicking, not worried. You know,
I would be concerned. I'm sure Todd will agree because he's been totally invested in this first half. But
right, yeah, Todd's like a damn.
The Nets are just coasting right now. I think they're
taking it easy. Yeah,
that's how they play. They play as a second runner in a long sprint. I'm telling you what, man, watch out that fourth quarter is going to get them.
There you go. That's the analysis, fellas. What would y'all like to talk about?
Well, I got to admit, I'm really proud of you. So your last episode was fantastic. You had a knowledgeable guest, you know, really thoughtful discussions, and then you bring us two assholes on. So, yeah, so I'm glad you mix it up.
Oh, we got to keep. Yeah, we can't have good, knowledgeable guests every week.
No, you got to have.
that would be a huge mistake. I don't strive for that. I'm slow playing this. And my prediction was correct. I predicted that more people would listen to the show after the UFC. And I didn't actually think that more people would download the podcast to hear me get shit wrong than ahead of time. It's flattering. It's amazing. It's quite a development.
I was going to say, there's people out there that are just waiting to catch you fucking up, right? So they listen to it. So you're trying to stop that by recording your podcast during the event, maybe.
Yeah, well, right, sort of.
Yeah,
like I don't feel like I'm trying to, you know, the Nets may lose. I'm in the Nets this game. I'm in the Nets as part of a two-way teaser for tomorrow night. You know, I mean, and they could lose this. They very well, because we're talking about it right now, they will lose. It's my luck.
Yeah, kind of hope they do. I don't want you to lose money, but I want a game seven, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're probably going to get one.
Yeah.
Todd, what have you been up to other than biking around the mountains?
I will say that I'm looking forward to getting cable television soon.
Hmm.
Dang.
Did they not have that in Colorado yet?
Not yet. The guy that's in charge of it gets high and he can't figure it out. So
for all of Colorado?
For all of Colorado, yeah, yeah. Apparently
that's got to be an epidemic with like all of your people everywhere, right?
It's 100%.
It's not just the guy that allows you to have cable or not. You know, sounds pretty third world to me.
I know.
Here's my violin.
You just ride
with your roads that are paved and your mountains and your parks.
Do you just ride your mountain bike everywhere because you don't have cars there?
I forgot about the character.
Y'all are like anti-internal combustion engines.
I know.
So that's why you got a sweet bicycle.
Oh man, that's what I've been up to.
Troy, have you had any hurricanes to dodge lately? Have there been any biblical weather events in Lake Charles in the last 20 days?
No, not since last time I was on, I think. We got like 16 inches of rain in a day.
Yeah.
We're used to it. We have boats, you know. What do you need? You don't need cars here either. So, I mean, in the mountains, you have bikes. And then here, we just paddle our kayaks down the street. It's fine. I mean,
it's what they do in Colorado too.
He doesn't sound bitter, does he?
No.
Yeah, last time we talked, I think Troy Bailey had like a hurricane hit his roof and destroy his house or something.
Yeah.
Was that after Chunk's wedding? When was that? Right after?
I think it was before.
Before, yeah.
It was before.
Oh, man.
I know.
You lose your deposit on that one, buddy, or what?
No, I'm back in that place. I'm in it right now, watching basketball and talking to my good buddy.
Yeah, he had a blue tarp for a roof with a bunch of flooded out shit.
Actually, we didn't have tarps. We had so my buddy owns a place. I'm renting from a friend, and he got some free billboards. So we had like erectile dysfunction billboard, and then like some kind of children's charity billboard
for a roof.
For tarp. No, like,
that's
like
great.
Tarp the roof. Yeah.
I guess we don't have to ask which one is your favorite. Did you face the billboard out to where the neighborhood could see it? Or was the erectile dysfunction facing inward so you could see it?
Hmm, good question.
It was, I mean, we had several of them. So no matter what direction you're looking at it, you still get the point.
Everybody's getting ED.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, like, isn't it inevitable, Thanos? You're gonna outrun ED?
No one's going to outrun ED.
No one outruns ED, bro.
It comes for us all.
It gets everybody.
the great people life.
Unless you medicate or, you know, wipe some testosterone in your armpits. A little bit of that testosterone deodorant, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like Barry used to use. Made his head big. He used so much.
A buddy of mine told me he had got on a medication, and when he was talking to his doctor, he said that whatever this medication was, that it was, okay, like, it'll give you an erection, but you're going to lose your hair. Like, nothing comes free. Like, you're going to pay a couple, whether it's on top or on bottom, buddy. You got to choose.
That's a fair trade-off.
Do you even do that?
That's an easy decision.
Hold on. Is it? What's the easy decision? What's so easy? Which way do you go?
Hair and erection.
Well, okay. It's not 100% hard. Yeah, but well, that's what she said.
So,
yeah, I don't know. What would you choose, Dave? What would you choose? It's difficult to get an erection, but you're pretty much going to go bald. Or...
I'd probably go hair.
Like what? Lose.
Yeah, okay. I'd see. Yeah, and then I would outrun the the ED.
Yeah,
you'd keep the hair. Run the ED.
Yeah, I'd outrun the ED. Yeah.
Maybe that's what Kevin Durant's doing.
That might be what he's doing.
No, he already took that. You heard about the date he went on recently, or whatever.
Kevin Durant. Proud of him.
Wait, what? He invited this ex porn star on a date, but he brought another girl with him on the date in case she wasn't DTF.
Well, yeah. Wow.
Durant did that.
This is on the internet like this week. Yeah. Huh.
Look at you.
I'm proud of him, man.
I don't even know whether I should trust what Todd says or not.
Well, you know, that's a common theme in my life, but, you know.
How did you learn that without having cable?
The internet? How does Todd? How do you get this information? I thought y'all didn't have cable where you're at.
I don't watch TV.
So then how do you get information then if you don't watch TV?
Everything I need to know.
Oh, your phone. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
you talk to your phone, don't you?
Well, my phone tells me what to do.
So. Okay.
Yeah. That's how my life plan has gone so far. So you'd outrun and go
So y'all aren't choosing hair?
Troy, what you got?
Oh yeah. I'm fuck hair, you know? Like, it's gonna go at some point.
You'd be running around bald with boners. Okay.
I'll embrace it, man.
Do it.
I'll do a comb over. I'll bring the comb over back.
You know? Go Hulk Hogan, dude. Wear your hair like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Fuck shaving it. I'll bring the comb over back.
Hulk Hogan's like blonde. He has a lot of hair, but it's like silken, like that of a Chinese man.
He takes good care of it.
Yeah.
It is silky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got good hair.
Hulk Hogan got.
He chose. What did he choose? He chose. He must have chose erections.
Like KD. You know, like KD could have gone like the LeBron plugs route, but he didn't. He's embracing it. I respect it. You know?
LeBron's such a mess.
Was it the Knicks? The Knicks were having a big sign making fun of Trae Young's hair. Like after Trae Young like buried him, they had signs like Trae Young is going bald or balding.
he chose erections. Todd, you didn't go. What do you choose?
Oh, dicks. Hold on. I haven't done any of this. I haven't chosen.
Dicks. Love dicks. Not hair.
I don't understand that answer. What does that mean?
I guess I'm outrunning. I don't know. I guess I would outrun. Try to have both.
He's going to try and have both like me. All right.
Yeah. Like, I was like, all right, well, let's just, you know.
I don't see how you're going to do that if you don't have cable, but... Yeah. How are you going to see the commercials? for all the products that you need to outrun it?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to find a way. I guess you're Facebook. I don't know.
But this wasn't even a theoretical exercise. Like, we just, like, that's the truth, right? If you it's a real choice.
Yeah, it's a real choice. I think with a side effect, a lot of those ED drugs is, hey man, if you're not freaking Alec Baldwin or, like, you know, Italian, like the thick head of hair, this is probably gonna do you some damage, run you some damage.
Fellas, we are all part of a very unique book club. And not the kind of book club that my great uncle has. It's a different book club. So I'm going to tell this story. Reserve the right to edit it out.
Oh, God.
We won't use names.
Yes, correct.
But we will share that the three of us are members of a book club in that someone we know wrote a book on how to be awesome.
It was so awesome.
Right? Like, what would you describe the book that someone we wrote as?
Finally, the answer to my question.
The answer to your question. Yes. About the person that wrote the book?
No, I know the answer to that.
Person. Oh, life. You're talking about life.
Yeah, like, thank you. Like, you know what? If you just hang in there and stick to your guns. I really wish I could use a quote right now from the back of said book, but I can't.
Why can't you?
Well, we're not using names and
do the quote. I'll use my judgment on whether it stays in or gets cut.
Todd, you have notes?
No, I will.
He's trying to get the book next to him. He says the book is the answer.
Well, I'll tell you what, my tear ducts were hurting after the first chapter.
Yeah.
And
let me stop you to say this. The book was written by someone we know. And it's one of those self-published books. If you don't know what that means, it means you print a bunch of books and then sell them. No one really asked you to write a book. You just kind of took it upon yourself, right? You didn't get a book deal.
You paid feel the world deserved your book.
You yeah. felt, and you wrote a book that Todd so aptly described as what did you say, Todd? How to win? How to be awesome. How to be awesome.
Yeah, how to be awesome.
And this guy was like, he was like 31 or 32 when he wrote the book. Maybe 30.
Yeah,
and 30. That's kind of the fatal flaw. Because it's been 10 years. And, you know, the author of the book on how to be awesome. He's still awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah, nobody can argue that. He's still awesome. The same level of awesome he was when he was 30.
That's a fantastic way to put it.
Yes. Yes.
So we got copies of said book, the three of us. And we all agreed.
Is it fair to call it a book?
No, it's kind of a pamphlet. No. It's like pamphlet. It's
but the giant margins and the giant font. It's hard to call.
It reminds me.
It took an hour to read.
Yeah, because I took a 30-minute break.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the first paper I wrote at Northwestern.
It's like somebody gave somebody a bunch of cocaine and said, "Go write." College book report on how awesome you are. High school book report on how awesome you are.
And also, it's due in 45 minutes.
I think he had longer than that.
It's not a college book report.
I think they gave him overnight. I think they let him have the whole night.
This is not a college piece. This is a entrance to college essay.
Thank you.
That you submit to admissions.
Yes, entry to community college. Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is like, I don't feel like working in the oil fields. So let's give it a try.
Damn, well, look at that truck.
It seemed so. We all got the book and we all agreed to read it. And it's, I'll be honest, dude, I didn't make it through the whole book. I made it halfway and I stopped. And then I was like, I'm gonna, you know, I can't do it.
I read it twice.
You had 30 minutes.
And the second time I read it, I felt this dread. Like, mm-hmm. Like I'm just a shitty, shitty person.
Dude, exactly.
For having made fun of this the first time.
Exactly. Exactly. I felt like the joy that I took in the bad thoughts that I had led to a series of misfortunes. I feel like I threw the book away, dude. I had like three or four copies left. Yeah.
Oh, dude, thank you. That gives me permission. This fucking amulet has been in my house.
And dude, it's evil. You got to get rid of it.
I want to get rid of it.
You got to.
I'm starting my fire back.
Dude, it was bad. It had an energy.
I wonder if you like throw it away, if it'll like just come mysteriously back. Appear back somewhere in your home.
Dude, it could. I might not have thrown all the copies away because I had multiple copies. So if it could still be here, but I don't think it is. I'd be very upset if it is.
You know,
amulet of destruction.
You can almost smell.
I want to bring mine to somebody's like house party and leave it in their book collection and see if they find it.
You gotta hate this person. Because think about what you just said. And what if, and I know I'm giving them too much credit, but what if, so we all had this same effect. We all kind of went through it. We all like definitely said no to it in our heads the first time. But then when we came together like a Power Ranger to read this together and try to find some joy out of it, it just left us with hate.
Yeah.
It did. It made us feel like him.
It was a weird feeling.
Yeah. Like I only got halfway through, and because, you know, I didn't hear back from the exact book club. We were supposed to read it live together. I got to go over it. But
aren't you glad we didn't do that?
You know what?
I am. That could have been like a seance, dude. We could have fucking unleashed a demon.
Rose the dead.
Yeah, we could have done something bad.
Oh, we could have made their marriage get back together. What if his life would have gotten better if we all?
I love it. But one of my favorite, my favorite part of the book is like his wife is pregnant, and during the pregnancy he decides, I'm gonna be awesome. I've spent the last 47 poorly spaced paragraphs telling you that I'm bad dude. I'm a rock and roller. You know, I'm the cat's pajamas. I'm pretty wild. I'm wild, but I want you to read this in a Cajun voice. Yeah, those words were good. But anyway,
almost no Cajun voice, but yeah.
It's so he decides during the pregnancy, according to the book, that he's going to be good. He's going to be awesome. And
how awesome.
then he goes on to be awesome. And then there's a weird timeline because on the cover of the book, he's holding his child, and his child is like less than 2 months old.
Oh yeah, clearly.
So he made a decision to be awesome. That decision had to have come like within the previous 11 months. So just in 11
some
months,
people, that's all it takes. It's just that moment. It's a eureka moment. Yeah.
He figured out the plan to success, and he got it published in a book inside of 12 months. It's fucking remarkable.
Well, it's awesome.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
I mean, it's one way to make life happen, you know? Like, just, you know, take one day at a time and then just...
Oh, God.
You know, and then just be awesome.
Fucking love Todd. You know? Todd, I love you so much.
Well, I love you too. And, you know, for me, it was habits, you know? I was drinking way too much. I was working to party. I would drink until, you know, it made it hard for me to work.
Yeah.
But then I decided to be awesome.
Right.
And here I am now.
Here you are.
Being awesome.
Were you just drinking? Were you just drinking, Todd? Because that doesn't sound very fair to alcohol.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I wish I was. I wasn't.
Am I the only one?
What are you drinking, Troy?
Oh, pretentious whiskey.
Pretentious whiskey. Is that the LLC?
Or as you do.
He got out ahead of that. And Troy didn't like take a picture of his whiskey bottle and put it behind him.
Yeah. Oh, he should. I can show him how to do that.
Nice landscape with my truck.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you guys, I don't think I've told anybody this yet. I went and saw my therapist recently, and I think I'm her favorite, you know. She likes talking to me more than she likes talking to any other patient she has.
And, you're helping her write her book.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if she's that ambitious. She's not fueled by cocaine and ambition.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. But... you know, we're pretty cool. Look, she does a little bit of self-disclosure, maybe a little too much. And we were just talking about just general how the world is, low level escalation of current events conversation. And she's like straight faced, 100% goes, I believe that we are currently experiencing the biblical end times.
Ooh.
Wait, you're
so she's rational, at least.
Yeah.
Yes, very rational. Very rational. Completely level-headed.
When's your next appointment?
Never. I'm never going back. Never going back. That was it. That was a knockout punch.
Tyson, done.
No, she, you know, there were some body blows that loosened me up a little bit, but she came with that hook. Believes that
this is the end times.
Right now. And here's the thing, and I want to be clear on this. I'm not bagging on religion. I think even if you are a Christian or any religion, you know, whatever's good, it's 100% awesome to be that way. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to think that right now is the end of it all. Because that's a pretty narcissistic thing to say.
Yeah,
and people have been saying that forever.
I'm special and my time is special.
Yes, yeah. It's the fool's song. I'm special. My time's the most special. My time's the most grandiose.
I'm the snowflake.
That's crazy, huh?
So, like, did you
I think it's like 40% of Americans believe it.
That's
at any given time, right?
It's not like she's that much of an oddball.
Is it 40%? If it's 40%, I'm going to feel like a real asshole.
There's listeners to your podcast right now that are being like, fuck those guys. I know it's true.
Okay.
That's optimistic.
They're all degenerates. They don't.
I think it's narcissistic. I think it's narcissistic. I think if you believe that way, you should reconsider your beliefs.
Correct.
Even if you are religious, if you aren't religious, if you think right now is the fucking end of it all, then you better learn to swim, right? Because that's what I told her. I said, I just started chuckling. I tried not to laugh. I chuckled, and I said, yeah. You need to learn to swim. And she looked at me, and then I gave a fucking 200 word, you know, Rolling Stone writer synopsis of Tool's Anima.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The adjacency to the Bill Hicks joke and
yeah,
Arizona Bay and learn to swim. And she's like, oh, that's cute or whatever, you know, like, man, that's who's been in charge of my brain.
Dude, yeah, like what community college told her it's okay to bring her religious thoughts into that arena?
I don't know.
She'd done it earlier. I don't know. I don't know, man.
This is the second time.
She's trying to save you. She's trying to help you, well, help her team by getting you to join the army. Not the military, so to speak, but the righteous army.
You know? Troy, if I'm 100% convinced that if I don't save you, you're going to a fiery afterlife.
I don't know.
It's the right thing for me to do.
True.
Is try
Listen
and
save
you. If it's the right thing to do, I should work my ass off to try and save you. To be passive.
And
about
then
it,
again,
I don't care about you, Troy. You can go to hell. I don't care about you, Troy. You can go to hell.
It's about me.
I'm not
going to
spend my credits
on you. I tried
saving
his devilish ass.
Yeah, I brought it up. I said, we're near the end times right now.
So, yeah, that is the last. I don't want to, like, seem... I don't want to push you into seeing somebody else, but I want you to see somebody else.
Oh, I want me to see somebody else, too.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah. All right, because you've lost all trust in her. Now you're trying to teach her how to be better. You need to move on. Like, she gets no more attention from you. She needs to write.
I mean, how do you know you're not going to get another one like that? Maybe find a therapist with a neck tattoo.
Yes,
ooh,
that's a good point.
That's seen some shit, you know.
Well, but you have to clarify what kind of neck tattoo. If it's just
right.
If it's the back of a lady's neck. Underneath her, where her hair would be, that's very common. That doesn't count as a neck tattoo. It's got to be a front or side neck tattoo.
Yeah, and it can't be Asian writing, like letters. They can't do that at all either.
Unless you're an MMA fighter. Then it's allowed.
Yeah, Chuck Liddell. He tattooed it on the side of his head. You going to tell him he can't?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you have a female therapist that has an Asian, like, lettering, like, I wouldn't say, you know, like,
the Chinese lettering, the
symbols
that nobody knows.
Yeah, I want something original, and it has to be lateral and anterior. It cannot be posterior. It has to be shown to the world.
I feel like in college I bought a hat that just had some Asian symbols on it, some Chinese writing.
I remember you wearing it.
I wore that hat for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I had no idea what it said.
To this day?
No.
Do you have a picture of you wearing the hat anywhere in your possession?
I don't think so.
God damn it. Okay, anybody out there that has a picture of David Gunn wearing that hat, please send it in. We can submit it to this online thing that'll tell us what the meaning of the letter said.
Yeah, Google Translate will tell us that it's...
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Good. Nice.
Trust this one. I don't know. What's it supposed to say? And I even had, you know...
guy, go for dong. Yeah, it'll be like random words.
You go bang rice bowl.
He chose hair.
He chose hair. It might have been a prophecy. Like, he will choose hair. Oh, my God. Yeah. That'd be fantastic if I could see that picture again.
All right, fellas. We got an outstanding, outstanding game going on right now with 8:20 left in the fourth quarter. Milwaukee is up by 5. So, Brooklyn is currently, as we sit, within the danger zone.
Somebody closer.
Troy, what you think? You still feeling good?
Yeah. They just went on like a 10-0 run.
Yeah,
100%. They're coming in spurts, you know.
They're definitely coming in spurts.
I think they're going to win because I don't want them to win. Does that make sense?
The Nets.
I want to see a game 7.
You want to see a game 7.
Emotionally, right. I want to see a game 7. But so the world is going to shit on that. And I know Brooklyn's going to come back and win.
They are. They're going to win. And who's the Bucks 3-point shooter?
They've got a few of them.
I don't know who's their best 3-point guy.
They don't have the guy like the Nets have.
I guess Harris, Middleton, right?
Middleton shoots 3.
Yeah.
Harden just threw up a fucking 40-footer, whatever that was.
And KD went nasty on the threes, just like, and get in my face. I don't care. I'm going to just net all day. Last game.
He had a big game, that's for sure.
It was like they didn't exist. They could be in his face. It didn't matter. It was not touching the rim. It was going in.
I placed a couple. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I turned the sound off. So I just see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No sound. Yeah, spindly, I got no sound either.
Giant people with no calves falling into each other.
Mm-hmm. That's what's happening. Hey, basketball, it's almost like the only part that matters is the last 5 minutes of the game.
In fact, like not even the last 45, 30 seconds. Like
sometimes, right.
The foul out.
The last minute. Up
to the last minute of the game.
Really the last tenth of a second before the clock completely expires.
Right.
It's all that really you got to pay attention to.
Well, yeah.
Talk about cats. We can talk about anything.
Let's leave cats out of it. I know that.
Are you not a cat person?
I don't have a cat. I understand cats and appreciate them. I just don't.
Okay. Same. I don't believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
It means y'all love cats.
It did change the name to UFOs to a different one recently.
But you could bring out that if you have been testing out the betting procedures with Uncle Baby Billy, have you been working that at all?
He's he's been a little moody lately.
Earl fucking leave him out.
Yeah, no. He's got till September to get in shape.
That's right.
But it's gonna be a thing, man. To get a cat
he's not a basketball guy.
He's
a football guy.
I tried to get him into golf. He wasn't too keen on golf either.
Yeah.
Most cats make golf. That's weird.
I would think cats would be into tennis and hockey, you know, with the back and forth.
Oh, for sure. The back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And the golf. Yeah. When the ball runs and goes in the hole, they're like, wait a minute, what the fuck?
Have you ever just shown a cat birds on an iPad? That's like it's an iPad. It's a YouTube video of birds for a long time, just for cats.
I've been busy.
Troy, I feel it's like hard. This game, it's, I feel it's like this game very watch. Quickly, very quickly went yes. to shit.
It turned ugly.
I feel like I blinked, and now they're down by 19. What happened? What were we? What happened?
That guy Giannis, he's supposed to be really good. He showed up.
Okay. And that guy, try not to lose by more than 11.
That guy Drew Holiday actually plays defense.
Well, as long as they don't lose by more than 11, we'll be okay.
Are the Nets down by 19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. There's still fucking 6 minutes or 7 minutes left, though.
Like a minute and a half ago, they were down by
five.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Like, I feel like something really bad just happened, and I'm missing time, man. UFOs.
So it's the series is not 2-2 right now. It's 3-2.
It's 3-2.
3-2.
Oh, so it's over.
The Bucks are going to win, and it's going to force a game 7 in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Which is
that
good
gets more
for,
revenue. That's good for the good, league.
It's good for basketball. It's
good for everything. Really yes. Unless hey, they lose, we still don't need them to lose. I mean, they're not going to lose by 19. Let's be honest. Come on.
No, they're not going to lose.
We need them to not lose by 11.
Yeah, and they're not going to do that, and they're not going. The Nets are going to win in at home. But what do you feel about the like LeBron and all those other guys saying like they play too many games? They need to. All the injuries because of all the games.
What LeBron is saying, this is, don't worry, I'm going to insult LeBron. What LeBron is saying is not wrong. It's common sense that they're having more injuries because they've been playing more games within a shorter period of time than is natural.
Yes.
Between the bubble and the rushed start to the season, LeBron is raising his hand like a know-it-all fifth grader. And going, I said that was going to happen. Well, of course, dude. Like, we all said that was going to happen. We're not all tweeting that today. You know, like you're LeBron James. You don't have to, he doesn't have to be like, Jordan didn't have to fucking talk. You weren't getting Jordan's thoughts every day. Jordan didn't have Twitter, dude. Can you imagine?
He wouldn't have done it anyway.
He wouldn't have used it. Jordan wouldn't have used it.
He barely uses it now.
He would have posted pictures of himself smoking a cigar or something. Every now and then. That's
some PR dude he hired would have just done Bulls, Chicago Bulls pictures. That's it.
Hey, a side note. How long has Steve Nash been a coach?
He's still in his first season, I believe.
Okay. He looks like, this thought just came to me. He looks like the one gay vice president on a executive Fortune 500 company's board. Does that make sense?
It could be. He could be. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, like he has a closet of fleece vests.
He's Canadian. And, you know, he's a very good soccer player.
That's right.
You know, and he appears to be very organized. He's a good dresser. And he's, he's neat. Oh my God.
Oh!
I can't even watch this anymore.
Yeah, it's gone off the rails. Chris Middleton just hit a 3-1. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a 4-point play.
And they're up like 50.
Did it. He did it on Harden.
20.
He did it on Harden, who invented that move.
The
jump into the other guy, make the 3-pointer.
Yeah.
3-pointer.
Yeah, that's such a bullshit cop out move.
Man.
Ruining the game.
It's ruining the game.
I only watch.
Todd, I was about to say, Todd doesn't even watch the shit and he's offended.
It's ruining the game. Like, I'm not even going to watch the playoffs anymore.
You had a good take. You know, you were like, you don't even have cable, but yet you knew that was an issue in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's great, though. You never know when the game's going to be close, when it's going to be a runaway. The last game was fucking amazing, start to finish.
Last game was good. This one doesn't look like it's going to be. It could still be that way.
False.
And we're in it. We're invested.
Well, there are 4 minutes left, 5 minutes left.
But they're up by like 20.
Yeah.
So that 11's looking a little bleak. Well, it's not all out of reach.
Bleak, Todd. No, it's all out of reach.
No, because he's right. At this therapist point, tell Kevin you to Durant is thinking, Jesus. I'm going to rest for
a therapist the would game. Tell me. To what would my Jesus.
She would say, what would Jesus do right now?
You think he'd come with an over the top in game Nets plus 13.5? Troy, you think that's the play?
Do what?
You can get that at good odds, or you can get it at 15 right now. 15 point loss.
No, I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah, Nets are emotional. They're not going to try.
The current spread at this point, I think the key players are going to give up and just save their energy for game 7.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Durant sitting on the bench with a hoodie on.
Todd asked, what would Jesus do? Jesus wouldn't come over the top with a, 15-point end game. That's what we're saying.
I don't think Jesus would do that.
Oh, man.
So, are aliens real?
100%.
100%. We all knew that.
Bullshit. I'm still a skeptic, man. All right.
What the fuck is it then? What are these things that are flying around our warships in the oceans and our nuclear missiles and what is it? It's not the Chinese. It's not the Russians.
Video anomalies. It's
I think the Canadians have stepped up their game. That's right.
Pilots at high altitude seeing shit. I don't know.
They're supposed to release their report. This big report that's already, they've pre-released like 20 pages of redacted shit that you're not going to get to read on the 25th of June. So this is timely, Troy. It can't be. It can't be. They're like the weapon systems are picking them up. They've got all kinds of multiple eyes on it. This is multiple people.
Yeah, man.
What is it then, Troy?
I don't get it. If there are beings from outside of our solar system coming to visit, we would have had some more definitive evidence than some grainy fucking fighter jet video.
No, you wouldn't.
They have been.
It's just not good enough.
They've been coming to visit for a long time.
You think that interstellar travel and then they're going to be totally detectable to our archaic cameras?
Well, first off,
you haven't seen the Nazca, the big drawings they do on the ground that can only be seen from the sky that were done thousands of years ago?
Yeah.
When they didn't have the
primitive ass people can do by dragging their feet along the ground. Mm-hmm. It's
they made monkeys and spacemen.
Well, that's they like what you're doing, dragging your feet in the ground with those ideas. Like, my grandfather's a B-52 pilot, and this is in, you know, the 50s and 60s. Like, he's a firm Christian, but he knows. He has seen himself on a couple of occasions UFOs. This guy's a devout, till he died, Christian, you know, whatever, but he knows he saw something that in 1952 was doing the same thing they're doing today.
And he has no way to explain it, and it could possibly corrupt everything that he knows about the world to be true.
And his religious beliefs.
His religious beliefs. Everything. So he probably just doesn't bring it up much.
He only brought it up to you once.
Exactly.
While we were fishing. About it. Yeah.
I think there's something psychological about it. Like, we want to believe in people. That's why I have a tendency towards conspiracy theories. Like, we want to believe there's some kind of secret order. There's something outside of ourselves that's you know, in control. But in reality, it's just chaos. I don't see beings from so far away making it here just to study us. I think it's more likely that if there are like the classic traditional, you know, gray beings, the gray skinnies or whatever they're called, you know, and the flying
saucers.
They're
called grays.
They're probably like humanoids from the future. They're time travelers.
That's what I think. Back. That's
they're coming back.
You're on the right path.
To study, you know, the past.
They come back and they buzz around our weapons and they go, "Hey guys, danger, danger. Don't grow these potatoes."
Well, in a farm, yeah. They know it's there. They're like, "No, that's not good. We've seen that. We've been there, done that. That was like, you know, 4 million years ago in our recorded history. We did that. Don't do that." But they have like, what is it? Element 117 or something. Anti-gravity, yada, yada. Bob Lazar kind of stuff. Like, yeah.
It's bullshit. I'm sorry. It's all. It's fun to think about.
It wasn't fun for my grandfather. He didn't believe in it. He didn't want to believe in it, and he hated it. But he had to acknowledge what was there.
Yeah,
yeah.
He didn't have the luxury of not believing because he saw.
No, he'd lose his wings,
and he didn't. He didn't want to see.
Yeah, he'd retired 15 years before he even mentioned it to me while we were fishing. Like, okay.
I think that they're time travelers. I think that we've recovered some of their mistakes. I feel like you mentioned the periodic table earlier. The element, the thing that the paper that crinkles up and uncrinkles is actually now an element in our periodic table since Roswell. And that's how we discovered that technology. Facial recognition and hand recognition technology that Bob Lazar described down to a T is what we commonly use today.
Yeah. Yeah, they were measuring the bones in the hands. Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't tell Trump about the aliens.
Apparently, yeah. Like, they were like, "Hey guys, we can skip this one."
There's no way they could have told Trump.
Like, he's not ready for this.
He wouldn't be able to keep the secret.
And right, he wouldn't believe it either. He wouldn't believe it either. He'd be like,
tweeted it automatically.
Fake news. Yeah. If they told him, he would have tweeted it.
What's the thing? Yeah, he would have tweeted it. Well,
he might have dismissed it because there's no way for him to make money off of it, probably.
Brooklyn with a chance to go down by 11. They screwed the chance. Milwaukee gets the ball back.
How much time?
Horrible.
43 seconds.
43.6 seconds.
Oh, you got it, dude. It's in the bag.
No, it's actually not in the bag. But I don't know, man.
It has. So what do you think for game 7?
Oh, Nets win.
By 13.
Todd says Nets win by 13.
What's up with Kyrie? He's day to day, but what does that mean?
He didn't make the flight to Milwaukee. I'll put it to you like that. I feel like he'll play.
Then you think so? Game 7?
Yeah, I think he'll play game 7.
I think Kyrie's
a warrior. Look, you had a stark contrast in this playoffs, and there's been a lot of injuries in this playoffs. It's been one of the major storylines. Like LeBron pointed out to us in the first place.
Yeah.
It's affected everybody. And some injuries I feel like you can play through and some you can't. And it's like the player's willingness to, you know, get shots of painkillers. They could potentially damage themselves further. You know, it's always the player's decision. And some guys, like your ADs, your Anthony Davises of the world, they're going to go, nah, I want to make more Pringles commercials.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go out there and pretend to try. Kyrie's not like that. Kyrie is a warrior. He's an eccentric warrior, but he's a warrior. He's going to play.
He is eccentric.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's up with Harden? He just, doesn't move. Or hamstring injuries?
He's playing hurt. He's playing hurt, man. He's taking the shots. He's taking the anti-inflammatories. He's taking the painkillers, and he's going out there muscling through it. You're not getting the best Harden. You're not getting 35 points out of Harden right now.
No, but he was leading scorer for them in the first half.
He had a good night tonight, but he didn't sustain the whole time.
Yeah. Those
he had like 11 points in the second quarter.
Yeah.
I think the Nets do their thing. You know, is Chris Paul going to come back from his COVID protocols in time to play in the Western Conference Finals? I think so.
I hope so.
Is he going to play Clippers? Is he going to play Utah? That all comes down to injuries. Injuries are deciding it. You know, can Kawhi play? Are the Jazz not going to have some of their stars? Conley, you know, Donovan Mitchell's been playing injured. He has missed time too. I mean, it's just so many injuries this year.
Yeah.
And you didn't see that during the classic days of the NBA. You didn't see that 10 years ago, it affecting the playoffs like it is right now. You know? So we shouldn't be in a situation where they have to rush a season like this. Do what you got to do. It's great to have the summertime basketball playoffs. You know, those things are kind of synonymous. Summertime and NBA playoffs, it's a great time of year. I'm glad we're able to experience it naturally. But, man, give these guys a break. You know,
there's too many games in the regular season for one, but they're never going to scale that back. You'll never get that back from the owners. You know,
that's true because every game's a lot of revenue.
Yeah,
to be loose, but 82 is too many. You know, and they're trying to come up with better ways to do road trips and all during the regular season. You know, so I mean, it's just
they dilute the product with so many games. It's too many games.
And guys don't give a shit at different points of the year.
Yeah.
They really don't. And the playoffs is when they do, which is another reason that's so much fun right now. You know?
That's why the NFL is so much better, because every freaking game matters. You know?
And you got an extra game. One this year. Right. You got an and extra game there this year. Yes. It is. It's a big deal. They need to have two bye weeks. They're going to play 17 games.
Yeah.
That'd be more TV and more revenue for them, too. I don't see why they don't do that. It only makes sense. You can't say that you're for player health and then go and fucking add games willy-nilly like that. You just can't.
That's why they have a union, and the union failed them, I guess.
Union really failed them. I don't know, man. Well, look, fellas, thank y'all for coming on. Do we have a final score yet, Troy?
Thank you.
Are we final? 104-89.
There you go.
A 15-point Bucks victory.
God damn. Damn.
So, if emotionally, I'm glad it's going to Game 7.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hooray Game 7.
And who's going to win Game
7? Oh, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know shit. Don't ask me. I am of no help to you when it comes to
early spreads. Are there?
No, not yet. No, not yet. Maybe. I don't know.
So Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday.
Awesome.
Todd, you got anything else you want to share with us before we go, buddy?
Man, this has been fun. I would love to actually be watching basketball when this happens, but it's been a fun experiment not. And I enjoy my time with both of you. This is awesome.
Agreed. Troy?
Yeah.
You got anything else for us, man?
No, I don't have anything. Just thanks for letting us play around.
Yeah, guys, make life happen.
Make life happen is what you need to do if you want to be awesome.
If you want to be awesome.
Did we leave out the part that the guy who was the author of the book 10 years later is just kind of like confirmed a creep?
I mean, nationally, yeah, we left it out. Yeah, we all knew the crescendo decrescendo of his life. Yeah.
Did he not follow his own advice? Did he lose lose the path that he blazed for at least 6 months?
His problem was he did follow his own advice. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary.
Troy's so Troy, Killian, wait, don't believe in him.
All right. Well, look. If that's it, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Taking the Over and riding along with us tonight. And hope you learned something, and hope you had a good time. Thank you so much for all the listens and the downloads. Follow us, search for Dome Patrol United wherever you find your pods, and you can subscribe to the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network, where you get many awesome, excellent pods on one feed. So that's it. Thank you so much. We love you, and we'll see you again soon. Later.